Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Avram Goldray and Dei Masechus Baba Kama Daf Mem Vav. The fifth parak, Shor Shenagach Hazapara. So the three daps we're going to focus on. And when the fifth parak begins, Shor Shenagach Hazapara Benimsa Ubara Betzida. If an ox gored a cow and its fetus was found dead at its side, Ve'en Yadui Imach Shonach Yalda, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the ox gored it, and the ox's owner is not responsible, Imach Shonach Yalda, or if it gave birth after the ox gored it, causing the loss of the fetus. Mashal Mechasi Nezek Kapara Ravi Nezek Levad. He pays half damages for the cow and one quarter damages for the fetus. The Mishnah also discusses a case where a pregnant cow gored an ox, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the attack or afterward, in which case the fetus participated in the damage. Shmuel explains that this Mishnah reflects the opinion of Simukas, who holds Mamun Amutu B'Safek Cholkin, money whose ownership is inherently in doubt, is divided by the two parties. Since it's unknown if the fetus was damaged by the ox, its owner is only paid half of the normal half damages. But the Chamim hold Zeh Kol Gadol B'Din. This is a great rule in judgment. Hamotz Mechavero Alavarai, the one attempting to extract payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Pointing to the grass, why the principle of Hamotz Mechavero Alavarai is called a Kol Gadol B'Din, a great rule in judgment. It first answers that it teaches Dafil Nizik Omer Bari, Umazik Omer Shema, that even if the victim says, you are definitely liable, and the damager only says, I'm possibly exempt, the victim cannot collect without proof. The Gemara additionally answers that the principle includes a case where the litigant is supported by the majority. If one sold an ox which was discovered to have been violent and is not usable for plowing, Rav says, Harze Mechoktos, this is a purchase made in error and must be refunded. Shmuel says that the seller can claim, Hoshchita Makarti Vocha, I sold it to you for Shechting, meaning for meat, and the sale is valid. The case is where most people purchase oxen for plowing, but some purchase for meat. Rav says we follow the majority, so the buyer can demand a refund, since the ox was not usable for plowing. But Shmuel says, Ki Azlin Basa Ruba, when do we follow the majority? Be Isura, only for questions concerning prohibitions, Ava B'mamona Lo Azlin Basa Ruba. But regarding monetary disputes, we do not follow the majority. Rather, we say, Hamotzi Mechavero El Avaraya. And point number three, but Shmuel Bar Nachmani asked, Lamayin L'Hamotzi Mechavero El Avaraya, from where do we derive that one attempting to extract payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him? The Torah says, Mi Baldvarim Yigash Alehem, whoever is a claim should approach them, referring to Aaron and Hur, meaning Yagish Raya Alehem, he should present proof to them and cannot collect payment without proof. Ravashi objected that no source is necessary. Svorahu, it's simple logic. The ki'ivle ke'eva azgil be'asya. The one suffering from pain goes to a doctor to be cured. Similarly, anyone attempting to litigate a claim against his fellow must substantiate his claim to based it. The pasuk brought above is darshan by Rabba Bar Avoa to teach, she'ini's kalkin elo tovea t'chila, that basin only addresses the claim of the plaintiff first, even where the defendant makes a counterclaim, reducing his debt. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The fifth parak begins, Shor shenagach hazapara v'nimsa ubara betzida. If an ox gored a cow and his fetus was found dead at its side, v'en yadui im ad shenagach yalda, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the ox gored it, and the ox's owner is not responsible, im shenagach yalda, or if it gave birth after the ox gored it, causing the loss of the fetus, Mashal Mechasi Nezek Kapara Ravi Nezek Levad. He pays half damages for the cow and one quarter damages for the fetus. The Mishnah also discusses a case where a pregnant cow gored an ox, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the attack or afterward, in which case the fetus participated in the damage. Shmuel explains that this Mishnah reflects the opinion of Simukas, who holds Mamun Amutu B'Safek Cholkin, money whose ownership is inherently in doubt, is divided by the two parties. Since it's unknown if the fetus was damaged by the ox, its owner is only paid half of the normal half damages. But the Chamim hold Zeh Kol Gadol B'Din. This is a great rule in judgment. Hamotz Mechavero Alavarai, the one attempting to extract payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him. Pointing to the grass, why the principle of Hamotz Mechavero Alavarai is called a Kol Gadol B'Din, a great rule in judgment. It first answers that it teaches Dafil Nizik Omer Bari, Umazik Omer Shema, that even if the victim says, you are definitely liable, and the damager only says, I'm possibly exempt, the victim cannot collect without proof. The Gemara additionally answers that the principle includes a case where the litigant is supported by the majority. If one sold an ox which was discovered to have been violent and is not usable for plowing, Rav says, Harze Mechoktos, this is a purchase made in error and must be refunded. Shmuel says that the seller can claim, Hoshchita Makarti Vocha, I sold it to you for Shechting, meaning for meat, and the sale is valid. The case is where most people purchase oxen for plowing, but some purchase for meat. Rav says we follow the majority, so the buyer can demand a refund since the ox was not usable for plowing. But Shmuel says, Ki azlin basa ruba, when do we follow the majority? Be isura, only for questions concerning prohibitions. Ava b'mamona lo azlin basa ruba. But regarding monetary disputes, we do not follow the majority. Rather, we say, Hamotzi mechavero al havaraya. And point number three, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani asked, "Lamaylo hamotzi mechavero al havaraya, from where do we derive that one attempting to extract payment from his fellow, the burden of proof is upon him? The Torah says, Mi baldvarim yigash alehem, whoever is a claim should approach them, referring to Aaron and Hur, meaning yagish raya alehem, he should present proof to them and cannot collect payment without proof. Rav Ashi objected that no source is necessary. Svorahu, it's simple logic. The ki'ivle ke'eva azgil be'asya. The one suffering from pain goes to a doctor to be cured. Similarly, anyone attempting to litigate a claim against his fellow must substantiate his claim to beis din. The pasuk brought above is darshan by Rabba bar Avoha to teach, she'en nizkakin elo tovei atchila, that beis din only addresses the claim of the plaintiff first, even where the defendant makes a counterclaim, reducing his debt. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow that goes moo, a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at gourd with a dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, which is a klal gadol bedin, and is based on svora, like someone sick going to a doctor. Once again, slow motion. The owner of the mooing ox, that must be learned daf mem vav, moo. The owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at gourd with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzi mechavero, olav haraya, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Shor shenaga kazapar v'nimsa ubar b'tzida. If an ox gored a cow and its fetus was found dead at its side, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the ox gored it, and the ox's owner is not responsible, or if it gave birth after the ox gored it, causing the loss of the fetus, he pays chasi nezik for the cow and revi nezik for the fetus. This mission reflects the opinion of Simkas, who holds mamon amuta basavak chokin, money whose ownership is inherently in doubt is divided by the two parties. But the chamim hold zek kol gadol b'din. This is a great rule in judgment. Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. So the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at gourd with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, which is a klal gadol bedin, which reminds us, why the principle of hamotzi mechavero olav haraya is called klal gadol bedin, a great rule in judgment. It first answers that it teaches that afil nizak omer bari, umazik omer shema, that even if the victim says, you're definitely liable, and the damage only says, I'm possibly exempt, the victim cannot collect without proof. And we also learn that ein holchin b'mamon achar rov, we don't go after the majority in monetary matters. So the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at gourd with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, which is klal gadol bedin, and is based on svora, like someone sick going to a doctor, which reminds us. Rav Ashi says that Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya is a svora. It's simple logic that one suffering from pain goes to a doctor to be cured. Similarly, anyone attempting to litigate a claim against his fellow must substantiate his claim to beis din. So once again, the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow at gourd with a dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, which is klal gadol bedin, and is based on svora, like someone sick going to a doctor. All right, so now it's time for four balabach chazara. Daf mem base. So the simmer daf mem base is a mobster. So here goes. When the ox running away from the mobsters, that must mean we're in daf Membeis. When the ox running away from the mobsters who were trying to steal, charged into a pregnant woman, killing her and the fetus, which reminds us Rabbi Yossi Guli Darshan's Balashor Naki to teach Naki Midmei Vlados. He's absolved from paying for offspring lost when his ox attacked a pregnant woman. So when the ox running away from the mobsters who were trying to steal it, charged into a pregnant woman, killing her and the fetus, and into a slave, which reminds us, in another brace, Rabbi Kiva Darshan's Baal Shor Naki to teach Naki Midmei Evet, he's absolved from payment of 30 shkalim for his oxes killing a slave. So when the ox running away from the mobsters who were trying to steal it, charged into a pregnant woman killing her and the fetus, and into a slave, the owner was put on the fetus and the slave, and paid kofra for the woman to her yorshim, not her husband. Which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught, the pasuk says, Vehemis ish o isha, and it killed a man or woman, indicating a comparison between the two. Rabbi Kiva explains that since we already know from elsewhere that kofar is paid for killing a woman, the pasuk is teaching ma ish nezakav liyorshav, just as regarding a man, his damage payments are given to his heirs if he dies before they're paid, af ish nezakav liyorshav, so too regarding a woman, her damage payments are given to her heirs, not her husband. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine. Magazine? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Gimel. The Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine with some of the Mevrados he received, which reminds us. Rapapa explains that Torah Zikza de Mevrados Rabal. The Torah awarded the value of the offspring to the husband, meaning the one from whom the woman conceived, Afil Ba'aleha Baznus, even if he had relations with her out of wedlock and was not her husband. This is because the Torah used the term Ba'ala Isha, the husband of the woman, the word Baal implying relations. So the Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine with some of the Mevrados he received, finish reading that a shor that kills a slave of Ben Chorin without Kavana gets to live, and his owner is Pata from paying Shoshim Shkolim and Kofar, which reminds us. Rish Lakish said, Shor Shehemi says a Evich Lobo Kavana. If an ox killed a slave unintentionally, where the ox is not killed, Pata Shoshim Shkolim, the owner is Pata from paying 30 Shkolim, because the Torah wrote, Kesef Shoshim Shkolim Yitin Adunav Vashor Yisakel. 30 Shkolim he shall pay its master, and the ox shall be stoned, implying that the two laws are interdependent. Rabba said the same regarding Kofar. Shor Shehemi's Ben Chorin Shloba Kavana Patma Kofar. If an ox killed a free person unintentionally, he is exempt from paying Kofar. There too, the Torah juxtaposed the two laws, teaching that wherever the ox is not killed, the owner does not pay Kofar. So the Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine with some of the Demevlados he received, finished reading that a shor that kills a slave of Ben Chorin without Kavana gets to live, and his owner is Patr from paying Shoshim Shkolim and Kofar, and was engrossed in an article discussing whether damages are paid for unintentionally killing by fire, which reminds us that more discusses if damages are paid for unintentionally killing by fire. Daf Mem Dalad, so the Siman Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, mud, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Dalad. The ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, which reminds us, the next mission states, Shor Shem is Hachab Chosav and Nafala Adam. If an ox was rubbing itself against a wall and it collapsed onto a person and killed him, or if an ox intended to kill an animal, a goy, or a non-viable baby, and instead killed a viable Jew, it is Pater. There's Malchokas whether an ox is liable for unintentional damages when it injures a person. So the ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed, and killed a Jew, and then got so angry that it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, that an ox which intended to kill an animal and killed a person is exempt from being stoned. This implies that if it had tended to kill a Jew and killed a different Jew, it is stoned. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who said, "Afil niskaven l'harog hazeh v'harog hazeh pater," even if it intended to kill this Jew and instead killed another, it's pater, because the Torah said, Ashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav you must, the ox shall be stoned, and the owner shall also die. This juxtaposition teaches, k'misas haban kach misas ashor, as the laws are regarding the owner's death, so are the laws regarding the ox's death. So the ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed, and killed a Jew, and then got so angry that it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, turned out to be an ownerless ox, which isn't killed, which reminds us. There's a malchokas if an ownerless ox that kills a Jew is killed, Rav Huna says. The Riyud exempted the ox, afil nagach ubasov hiktish, even where it gored and he subsequently was makdishit. Nagach ubasov hifkir, or it gored and he subsequently was mafkirit. Daf mem hei, so the simmer daf mem hei is manishtana. So here goes. When the little boy of the Seder asks, why is it different, manishtana, that must be on daf mem hei. When the little boy of the Seder asked, why is it different for a shomer to return an ox after it was condemned, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if a shomer was guarding an ox when it killed someone, he can return it before its sentence to avoid paying for it, since it's currently a valuable ox. If he returned after it was condemned, the Tanakhama says, eino mochzar, it's not considered return because it's now worthless. But Rabbi Yaakov says it's considered return. Rava says they argue about gomim dinu shel shor shel b'fanav, if Beis Din can rule on the case of an ox, not in its presence. So when the little boy of the Seder who asked, why is it different for a shomer to return an ox after it was condemned, was interrupted by his brother who went ahead and read about the four shomrim, who are niknesu tachas abalim, which reminds us, the Braisa elaborates on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Arba niknesu tachas abalim, four people take the owner's place to be liable for an animal's damages, and they are the shomer chinam, a shoel, a nosei sachar, and a socher, an unpaid shomer, a borrower, a paid shomer, and a renter. If the ox killed, then a tam would be killed and no kofar is paid. If it's a muad, now ragi mushalmin is a kofar. The ox is killed and the shomer pays kofar. And must return the ox's value to its owner, except for a shomer chinam. who was potter. So when the little boy at the Seder asked, why is it different for Shomer to return an ox after it was condemned, was interrupted by his brother who went ahead and read about the four Shomrim, who are Niknesu Takas Abalim. Their father stood up holding a knife and said he would guard proper behavior at the table, just like he would guard a Muad. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas about the level of Shmira required for Tam and Muad. But Eliezer says, Ein lo Shmira al Sakin. A Muad has no sufficient guarding except the knife of Shechita, and he's liable for damages even when he guarded it in a superior way. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of them when Rabbi Shimon holds that if an ox intended to kill one Jew and it killed another, the ox is not liable for death? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which Daf did we learn that Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya is based on Svara? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we have a question if damages are paid for unintentionally killing by fire? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we have Machlokes regarding a Shomer returning an ox after it's condemned to death? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we have a Shor HaNiskal is forbidden to have any Hanah from? That's on Daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do we learn Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya is called Gadol B'Din? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 7. Which of the when the Torah awarded to make Vladis to the Baal, even if he had relations with a woman out of wedlock? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we discuss why an ox became a mood in the borrower's rishus becomes a tum when returned to the owner? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we learn about the four Shomrim who are Nichnesu Takas Habalim? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn what the din is in the case of an ox that gored a cow and a cow fetus was found by its side? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.